They're here for different reasons, including promoting women's reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, and equal pay for women. They're speaking out against climate change deniers and corporate greed. But will the meaning of the march get lost in all these different messages? 16-year-old Peter doesn't think so.
I think it's just trying to bring light to all of the different opinions and all the different issues, which I think is important.
Nicole Pounds and her mother Amy say no matter what causes people are here to promote,
just want their voices to be heard. Just want to be heard. And it's really beautiful. It really is beautiful.
In Washington, Heather Curtis, Fox News.
Businesses along Satellite Beach are boarding up ahead of Irma, and that's keeping Josh and Justin busy. They board up houses and businesses for some extra cash.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, help out. We're booked from night to morning for the next couple days.
They say many businesses save their boards from hurricane to hurricane, but this gas station.
The owner of this place just bought this right after the last hurricane, so he didn't have anything prepared for the storm.
Getting this wood was a project in itself.
There was like 50 people all along US 1, and it was like probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour wait.
With wood in hand, there's no time to waste. Along Satellite Beach, Heather Curtis, Fox News.
I found that immediately repulsive.
Prince George's County, Maryland Police Chief Hank Stawinski says the gruesome selfie this man is believed to have taken with his dead stepfather indicates a larger trend of people posting things on social media to get attention without considering the consequences.
I encourage folks, don't go looking for these things.
He says the selfie will be examined as evidence.
Looking for these sorts of things only encourages this kind of behavior.
Stawinski says the family's devastated that the pictures were posted online for all to see. In Washington, Heather Curtis, Fox News.